Heber City resident Perry Rose spent 20 years with the Heber Police Department before starting and running a private investigation security business that he sold after 10 years. Rose says being raised in Heber and working for the city government has helped qualify him to be on the council.
I've seen changes come about, watched the town development, been involved in it from a law enforcement standpoint and other standpoint. I have run my own business, understand what it takes to make tough decisions. I think of things, I investigate things, and then I make my decision. And whether it be a popular decision or unpopular decision, I go with it. I take in consideration very heavily what the people of Heber City want.
Rose is also a member of the local senior citizens board. Rose, who is not a senior citizen, believes he can bridge the gap in needs for older and younger Heber residents. He said he was encouraged to run by senior citizens in town. Rose says his number one goal for the city is updating transportation, starting with making the Heber Valley Parkway a top priority.
I know there's some people that have a problem with that because it may be going past their yard, but maybe there's some things we can do to relieve some of them pressures. Are we to the point now where we need buses? I think that's something that I'd be open-eared about. We have a lot of people that commute to Salt Lake, to Park City, to Provo. That's something that I'd be willing to look at. Anything we can do to relieve some of the traffic and maybe spread it out. Nobody wants to go down Main Street because it's so busy early in the morning, late in the afternoon. If they start turning off and finding their own back way home, at that point we got kids out playing later in the evening and it jeopardizes our kids. There's some things that we need to do to relieve it.
Rose's other two priorities include growth and collaboration with other local government entities.
There's going to be a time when there's no open space available and we're going to want to say, what happened here? The other thing that really gets me is our school board and our city and our county and other cities surrounding Heber City don't meet on a regular basis. Every development that the city allows is impacting our school. And every time the schools have to build a new building, it affects the city in more ways than one, in transportation, school zone, in budget.
KPCW has reached out to the 8 Heber residents running for city council. You can find previous and future profiles of candidates on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.